Awesome, thank you. So my name is Mark, and I'm here to show off the IQ Engine open source project. I'll talk about where it's headed in the future as well. Also here we have Roman, who's involved in IQ Engine as well as SIGMF. And this talk is aimed primarily at two groups. One is folks who are newish to SDR and RF signal processing, students, hobbyists, anyone who wants to learn more about all this software that you're seeing. And then second is folks who run or maintain an open source project that involves RF signal processing in some way. And hopefully, even if you're not in those groups, you'll still find some interest here. So IQ Engine, currently, it's a web app that is all about RF recordings. It lets you preview recordings, manage them, analyze them, some light processing, and then most importantly is sharing, and all in your browser, so entirely web-based. And I'll show a quick little demo of what the current tool looks like. So IQ Engine it's available at iqengine.org. The project runs a public instance of the tool. But in this case, I've got one running locally because I wasn't sure about Wi-Fi. So the main screen here is essentially a list of these RF recordings. They're all stored in the SIGMF format, if you're familiar with SIGMF. We have some good ones from Jean-Michel and Aang, 23, a lot of folks who are here today. You can also open a recording that's local to your machine. And then all the processing's done client-side. So like I could open a local directory full of recordings. Move on here, recordings. And it'll list out them all, generate the thumbnails. So actually, it's the same directory that I had served from the server. You can also open just one local file pair. So sort of, anyway, so back to the list here. If you click on one of them, you're brought to a spectrogram style interface where it loads the samples that